so much.
我们非常地感谢你。
Thank you for what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross.
感谢你让耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们成就的。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
That you died for our sins.
你为我们的罪被钉死。
You died for our disobedience.
你为我们的悖逆被钉死。
We thank you so much.
我们非常地感谢你。
We thank you for giving us the hope of eternal life through the resurrection of our Lord.
主啊，感谢你借着你的复活，让我们有永生的盼望。
Thank you, Lord, that we have hope.
主啊，也感谢你，我们有盼望。
That no matter what happens to us here on earth,
不管在地上发生什么事情。
Because of what you did, we will be with you in heaven.
因为你所成就的。
So, Lord, we give you our anxieties today, we give you our worries.
主啊，我们把我们所有的都交托在你的手中。
We give you our fears.
我们把我们的焦虑，把我们的恐惧、战惊交在你手里。
Because we know that Satan has been conquered by your death and resurrection.
主啊，因为你借着你的死，你借着你的复活，已经败坏了撒旦。
That death has been conquered by your death and resurrection.
主啊，因着你在十字架上的死，你也战胜了死亡。
We thank you, Lord, that you are our God.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是我们的神。
Lord, speak to us through your words.
主啊，请你借着你的话向我们讲话。
May we be open to the Holy Spirit.
让我们的心向着圣灵敞开。
And may we have your mindset.
让我们有从你而来的心思意念。
May we think about everything that we experience from your perspective.
主啊，让我们能够从你的角度来思想我们所经历的一切事情。
May we be open to the refining process of the Holy Spirit on our hearts.
主啊，也让我圣灵能够炼净我们。
As you conform us and transform us into the character of your Son Jesus.
主啊，在你改变我们，让我们能够效法你儿子的模样，效法你儿子的样式。
Lord, may your blessing fall upon your people today.
主啊，愿你祝福你的众儿女。
May each person here today lay at the altar anything that's burdening them.
主啊，愿每一个来到这里的都能放下重担，在你的面前。
Whatever is on their mind that's troubling them, may they give it to you today.
不管有任何的捆绑，任何的让他们苦恼的事情，主啊，让这些事情都放在你的手里。
For you have commanded them. Give me your anxieties. Give me your worries.
因为你说要把一切的重担交托在你的手中。
May we be obedient and give you what is troubling us.
主啊，愿我们能够顺从你的教导。
For you are our Father.
因为你是我们的父。
You are our God.
你是我们的主。
You are our Comforter.
你是我们的保惠师。
May each person experience that comfort today.
主啊，愿每一个来到你这里的都被你所安慰。
Remove the guilt from their hearts, Lord.
你除去我们心里一切的羞耻。
You have forgiven them.
主啊，你已经赦免了我们。
You have forgiven them.
你已经赦免我们。
You have forgiven them.
主啊，你已经赦免。
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Does that prayer put a smile on your face? Amen. Right? We come in heavy, we should leave light and joyful. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's how I want to be, right? Amen.
我们带着一些负担，带着一些担子来到主的面前，但是我们把这些担子放下，我们走的时候是轻轻松松的。
Our God is good. Amen.
我们的神是好的。
Amen. Amen. So, message today. Oh, I skipped a little bit. Heavenly Mindset Part 2.
今天信息的题目是有属天的思想。
And we're going to be unpacking a very interesting, a very curious type of parable that Jesus told us.
我们要查考一个耶稣讲的非常有意思、非常有能力的比喻。
So just to give you a little sort of synopsis of the sermon so that you can see it in a nutshell before we kind of dive deep into it.
我想简单的跟大家讲一下这个故事的梗概。
So what we're trying to do today is we're trying to allow God to develop within us a heavenly mindset.
我们今天信息的目的是让大家能够明白，让神在我们的里面建造一种思维模式，就是从神的角度来思考。
We're trying to allow God to develop within us how He sees things.
让我们里面有一个思考的模式，就是让我们理解神是怎么想的。
So that we too can see things the way God does.
这样子让我们能够知道，能够明白神他的想法。
And so Jesus is teaching us through this parable some very important spiritual concepts.
耶稣在借着这个故事教我们一些非常重要的属灵的概念。
And what Jesus is trying to communicate to us is that the culture of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is not built on our version of fairness.
耶稣所要教导的是说，在天上那样的天上的公平，跟我们在地上所想的这些公平不一样。
He's showing us that our understanding of the kingdom of heaven is not built on our conception of earned reward.
而且耶稣所讲的天国跟我们所在地上理解的这一套奖励系统是不一样的。
What Jesus wants us to understand through that parable that he just told us is that the kingdom of heaven is all about his definition, his version of love and grace.
而耶稣要讲的这个天国有他自己对于爱的定义。
And I'll be using those words interchangeably, love and grace.
我会用把爱和恩典来混着来用。
And so as you unpack this parable, as we read it again, I want you to be open to how it searches your heart, how it exposes your heart.
我们接下来还要再读一遍这个经文，在我们读的时候请大家想一想这个经文揭开了你心里的一些什么东西。
And ultimately, I hope that the message puts us in a place where we just surrender to what God wants to do in our hearts.
我希望这些经文能够把我们放在一个地方，就是这个地方被神的话所包围。
So that's the sermon in a nutshell.
这是这个信息的一个梗概。
We can now go home.
我们现在可以回家了。
Amen? So that's the thinking I want you to have today.
这是我想让大家有的一个想法。
That's what this sermon is about.
是今天信息的内容。
So, have you ever wondered what heaven is really like?
大家有没有好奇过天堂究竟是什么样子的？
Now, I don't mean what it looks like, or even what it may feel like. I'm not talking about that.
我不是说你在天堂感觉怎么样。
When I'm thinking about the kingdom of heaven, I'm thinking about almost the culture of heaven.
而是比如说在天堂里面的文化是什么样子。
The values God, of heaven.
在天堂里的价值观是什么样子。
And so as I reflected on this portion of scripture, a biblical principle settled in my mind.
当我在思想这个比喻的时候，有一个属天的原则来到了我的脑子里。
And what I'm hearing through this parable of Jesus is that the heartbeat of heaven is love, is grace, according to God's definition of it.
我就有一个想法在我的脑海里，就是天堂的本质是神所定义的那种爱。
Or another way to say this is that the kingdom of heaven, the essence of heaven, is holy, unselfish love and grace.
天堂的核心是圣洁的。不自私的爱。
And of course, grace being defined as us receiving something from God that we don't deserve.
而恩典的定义就是我们这些不配的人领受到从神而来的爱。
I mean, grace is when God forgives me. I don't deserve to be forgiven, but he forgives me. It's like, thank, and it causes me to go, thank you, God, for your grace. And God, that love is so incredible. That should be our reaction to his movement in our hearts.
而神给我们的恩典就是当我们犯罪的时候，神他赦免了我们，他来爱我们。
So unselfish love is what the kingdom of heaven is all about.
不自私的爱是天堂里边一个很重要的核心。
And Paul reminds us, the apostle Paul reminds us of this truth.
而保罗也提醒了我们这一点。
Because Paul says, out of all the virtues, the greatest is what? Love.
因为保罗说，如今常存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
1 Corinthians 13:13 says this, And now there remain faith, or abiding trust in God and his promises, and hope.Which is confident expectation of eternal salvation. And love, which is unselfish love for others, growing out of God's love for me. These three. But the greatest of these is love.
保罗在哥伦多前书十三章十三节说，如今常存的有信，这个信就是对于神以及他的应许的相信。然后有望，这个望就是对于永恒的救恩非常确定的盼望然后有爱爱就是因着神对我们的爱我们生发出来的对别人的爱其中最大的是爱
Did you ever consider that in heaven you won't need faith?
你有没有想过在天堂的话你不需要信
Because everything will be seen
因为你已经看到了一切的事情
In heaven you won't need hope
在天堂里边你不需要希望
Because everything will be fulfilled.
因为所有的愿望都已经实现。
But love, because God is love, well, love never ends.
因为神就是爱所以爱永不结束。
I mean, that is so beautiful.
是多么美丽的一件事情。
I mean, isn't that what makes...A home, a happy home.
是因为爱一个家才是一个喜乐的家庭。
That there's love in that home.
因为家里边有爱，这个家庭才能喜乐。
Isn't that what makes this church a wonderful church? That there's love here.
一个教会也是因为有爱才会成为一个美好的教会。
And listen, none of our homes are perfect, and none of our churches are perfect, but there's love there if you look for it.
但是每一个家、每一个教会都不是完美的，但是在家里、在教会里边有爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Sometimes we can be very hard on each other, right?
有的时候我们对彼此不是很好。
Now I want you to consider something very important.
我接下来要讲的非常重要。
And that is this, the Christian life is all about, I want you to remember this, the Christian life is all about Jesus training you and training me.
一个基督徒的生活就是耶稣他要来改变这个人。
Training us to understand the depths of his love, what his love is really like.
耶稣要来训练我们，让我们能够认识到他那个长阔高深的爱。
Why？
为什么
？To prepare us for the kingdom of heaven。
为着把我们预备好，让我们能够进到天堂。
Because we're going to live somewhere where love is everywhere, where love is being defined by everything。
因为我们要到一个地方，那个地方里面充满了爱。
The scriptures say God.Is love.
有经文说神就是爱。
Completely unselfish love.
完全不自私的爱。
Now again, that's foreign to us. We don't see that much here, but there's glimpses of it. We experience it every once in a while.
虽然我们并不常常的，并不总是经历这样的事情，但是我们时不时的会经历一下。
Now, if you're a teenager, you definitely have experienced it for most of your childhood, where your parents have sacrificed so much to make sure you are healthy, and that you are wise, and that you have some opportunities. Now, you aren't really there cognizant of it, but it happened.
如果你是一个青少年的话，我相信你已经经历过这样的事情，就是你的父母牺牲了很多，为了让你能够有智慧，为了让你能够健康，甚至有一些机会。
Now remember what I said. God is training us to understand this.
就像我说的，神在训练我们，让我们能够理解。
In other words, if you're a Christian, and we're going to talk about this, Paul is saying it's inevitable. It's happening.Whether you like it or not, if you're a believer, if you're a born-again believer, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, then He is working His love in you so that you will understand it and experience it.
所以不管你理不理理解不理解，神都在做这样的事情，他在来改变我们，来训练我们。
This is what Paul says in Romans.
保罗在罗马书八章说。
He says, you're predestined, I am predestined to what? To be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们是被预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And since Christ or God is love, then you and I are destined to be more loving.
因为神预先定下我们要效法他儿子的模样，而耶稣呢是爱。所以我们也要来学习这样的爱。
I mean, so often the tension I feel in my life or the frustration is God working in me to say, be less selfish and love that person who just annoyed you and love that person who's irritating you and love that person who's aggravating you.
而在我的生命当中常常有一种张力就是神要让我去爱那个让我很不高兴的人。
Do you feel that?
你有没有这样的同样的感觉？
It's not mysterious. You know what I'm talking about. But be open to it to say, why do I feel this way? This annoyance. It's God saying, love that person and let that thing go. That's standing between you and that person. It's not easy. What I just said.
这样的要原谅一个得罪你的人或者让你很烦的人是很不容易的事情但是神要求我们这样做所以大家有没有这样的张力
But as a Christian, that's your destiny. That's where God is constantly funneling you through that aisle of love.
而作为一个基督徒神要我们有这样的爱心有这样的爱去对待那些不好的人
So you can't stay grumpy forever, everybody. You can't be upset forever. You can't keep complaining forever. God's not going to let you. He's going to constantly try to mold you to be more loving like his son.
所以我们不能不停地抱怨周围不公平的事情因为神他在训练我们让我们有这样的爱有这样爱的眼光。
And that's not fun. It's uncomfortable. There are times that I argue with my wife or we get into like a little fight, and I want to stay angry.
这样的事情不是非常有趣的，而是非常难的。就像有的时候我跟我的妻子争吵的时候，我想说一些不好的话。
It's like I'm enjoying that I'm angry.
就是
Have you ever been there?
觉得我生气，但是我很有道理。
And then my wife comes over and says, "I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?" I'm like.And I'm like, and, you know, now I'm in trouble, right? Now I'm in trouble with God because God's like, she said she was sorry, buddy. And I'm like, I just want to hold on to my anger.
有的时候甚至我要，就是要保留这个生气的状态。当我的妻子来道歉的时候，我都不原谅她。
But I've learned, like, oh, just let the thing go. You're going to eventually, now I'm in trouble.Because now if I don't forgive, then I have to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry for being so grumpy, and I should forgive you. Like, just let it go. You're going to make up anyway, you know what I mean? So, but you can feel that. And what's going on? God is trying to make me more loving. Let it go. Just let the anger go. Let it go.
但是神对我的要求不是这样子。神对我的要求是让那个生气赶快走开，然后要互相的原谅。
And listen, I'm an elder in my church, and I'm very involved in it. And the more I'm involved with people, the more aggravating I'm getting, by the way. It's interesting. I want to tell you this.
我在教会里边是做长老的，然后我要跟很多人打交道。那么我跟人打交道的时候越多，我的
aggravating, like frustrated.
我就感觉到我的受到的挫折也越多。
Angry.
我也会容易生气。
Right, and I'll talk about this later as well, but it's almost like, you know, it's easy to be a Christian when you're in your home by yourself and reading your Bible. You can be like, I'm such a strong Christian. I'm such a loving person. When you're by yourself, you can feel that way.
如果你只是一个人在家读圣经的话，你可能觉得自己很好，觉得我是一个非常好的基督徒。
And a lot of the time, it's really just you're deceiving yourself.
I'm deceiving you. 常常是你在欺骗你自己。
Because the true test is when I'm interacting with people as an elder and listening to this one, helping this one, and dealing with this one. And in community, when you're loving others, you begin to see your own heart and see what your true spiritual temperature is as a Christian.
但是真正的考验常常是你跟人有交流的时候，你要帮这个人，帮那个人，跟人交谈的时候，你就会发现你的内心真实的景况是什么样子。
And what's so crazy about that is you can start blaming people. You can start saying, well, that person, that person, that's why I'm upset, and this person. And you're missing the point.
常常的你也会去抱怨说这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样，怎么样。
Because,
最后呢，你就会失去了那个最重要的一个东西。
Because this community that you're in, this community that I'm in, is actually purifying us. It's God working within us, His love, teaching us who we really are and what we still have to be.
因为神要借着我们周遭的环境来训练我们，来提醒我们我们真实的样子以及我们所要变成的样子。
And that's why being in church and serving in church continue. It's the best spiritual training you will ever get.
所以持续的来教会是一个最好的成圣的一个训练。
You will not grow spiritually as a Christian in your house by yourself reading your Bible. You're just deceiving yourself. You must be in community. You must be with people, just like what you're doing now.
一个人关起门来在家读圣经是不会得建造的，而要得建造必须要来到一个团体当中，来到教会当中。
Amen? Does that make sense? Amen? Okay, amen. So every circumstance in our life, every frustration, every relationship, every hurt, every delay is something special.
所以我们所处的每一个不同的境况，每一个挫折，每一个延迟，都有它的目的。
Because all those things I just mentioned are designed by God to draw out of you and me the impurities that are still in our heart.
所有这样的事情都是神他设计，他设计在我们身上，要把我们心里边那些不纯洁、不圣洁的东西除掉。
God is purifying us, sanctifying us daily, drawing out of our heart what we don't think is there, but is there.
神他每天要来洁净我们，把我们不知道我们里面有的那些污秽给洁净掉。
And why is he doing that? To make us more loving like his son is.
那神为什么要这么做呢？神要让我们能够，神这样做是让我们更有他儿子的模样。
See, without some level of discomfort, without some level of challenge, you really can't accurately gauge the quality of your Christ-likeness.
所以没有一些挫折，没有一些困难的话，我们很难意识到，或者很难测量到我们里边的一些污秽。
I'll give you a perfect example.
我要给大家讲一个例子。
Before I got married,
在我结婚以前。
And I've been married for 25 years, pretty good, right?
我已经结婚25年了。
Not bad, right? Amen, amen. But before I got married, If you would have interviewed me and said, hey, Joe, are you a patient person? I'd be like, I am very patient. I am extremely patient. That fruit of the Spirit is there.
如果我还没结婚之前你来采访我的话你要问我说周弟兄你是不是一个非常有耐心的人我会回答你说我是一个超级有耐心的人
But after I got married I learned something really interesting I'm very impatient
但是当我结婚之后我就学习到了一件事就是我是一个非常没有耐心的人
And what's so ironic about that is as I'm married, realizing how impatient I was, I start saying, she's the problem.
但是当我结婚之后，我发现我变得没有耐心了，我就会说，这是我妻子的问题。
And what God was teaching me was, no, buddy, she's not the problem, you're the problem.
但是神教导我的是说，这个不是我妻子的问题，是我自己的问题。
And I'm using that beautiful wife who you had to marry to show you what's in your heart that you didn't think was there.
神说，我要借着你的妻子来向你，展示你不知道你里边的那个污秽。
That's what sanctification is all about.
这是，成圣的事情。
It's a spiritual process.
是，一个属灵的，
And do you see how transforming that is if you begin to see your relationships with each other like that?
所以当我们在跟人相处的关系当中发现了新的事情就像这样子。
So that when you encounter your boss, you encounter an employee, whoever, and you're like, they're the problem, and you go, wait a minute, what is God showing me about me?What does God show me? Because God died for them. That God died for that person that I can't stand. So what is he showing me about me through this encounter? Right?
所以当我们跟我们的老板跟我们的同事相处的时候我们常常是指责我们身边的人但是我们要返回来想一想神要借着这样的事情来让我认识我自己的什么事情。
And so see every encounter you have with others as this spiritual process of sanctification that God is working within you.
我们每一次跟人有交往的时候都是神要让我们成圣的一个训练。
And listen, the downside is the reality is that spiritual process that we're going through, it's uncomfortable.
这样的经历并不是一个很舒适的很愉悦的经历。
It's really challenging.
而是非常非常的艰难。
I mean, I dealt with this just the other day. The other day, I'm carrying bags, and there was this Christian going into a doorway. I'm like, hey, hold the door! They didn't hold the door, they just walked right in.
就像有一天我拎着两个袋子，然后我知道前面有一个弟兄姐妹，我说你帮我把那个门打开然后让我进去结果那个人并没有他把那个门关上了
And as I get to the door like using my elbow to let me in I'm like all right they're probably standing by the door they'll let me in they were gone
所以当我期待着别人来帮助我的时候但是那个人他走掉了所以我开那个门的时候就非常艰难
And I was so angry I'm like I'm done with them That's what I said as I'm done I'm done being nice with them I'm stopping That's what I said
所以当时我就非常的生气我说我不会再对这个人好了
And then God was like knock knock knock
但是神又来提醒我
I'm like oh I know I can't do that but I want to
我就反思说我不能那样子做虽然我心里想那么做
Amen you hearing this? Amen
大家有没有明白我所想要讲的
Isn't it amazing that God would die for us? Isn't it incredible knowing who we really are?His love is incredible. Thank God he is so loving that he would die for people like us. Amen?
神他愿意为着我们这样的人而死，所以他的。
So understand, you've been predestined. God is conforming you into his son.
所以我们要理解保罗这里所说的，神要。
And listen, you're not going to be perfected here.
神预先定下我们要效法他儿子的模样但是我们每个人都不是完美的
each day we live, we're in the process, but we know it will be completed when we're glorified, when we're fully resurrected. That's when it's like, all right, it's done. But in the meantime, we're learning.
我们还因为神还在训练我们的这个过程当中，虽然我们知道最终我们会变得圣洁，但是现在我们还在那个过程里面。
And God is trying to conform you into a more loving, a more graceful, a more merciful, a more holy type of Christian.
而神在这里就是要训练改变我们，让我们能够变成一个更有爱、更有怜悯的人。
Now, interestingly, and this is where God is so cool, one way God kind of invites us into this spiritual process of sanctification to make us more loving and graceful is by giving us parables, like the one we read today.
而神教导我们一个有意思的，让我们认识这一点的一个方法是给我们讲了一个比喻。
I have a book this thick on all the parables in the Old and New Testament. It's thick.
我有一本很厚的书，它所讲的就是关于圣经里边所有的比喻。
And thank God, God told us stories, because don't we all love stories, right?
感谢神，他借着故事来给我们讲道。
Right, didn't you love my story about before I was married and after I was married? You're like, yes, yeah, that's fun, right?
Yeah,
well, God knows that, amen?
大家，神知道我们每个人都喜欢，听故事。
So have you ever considered that many times when you read certain parables, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed it, that when you've read some parables about the kingdom of heaven, you just walk away going, this is really strange.
不知道大家有没有这样的感觉，就是你在读圣经里边一些比喻的时候，你会走开说，这个很奇怪。
Or you read a parable and you're like, something's wrong here. This seems really unfair.
所以你有或者读了一个比喻说，这个好像哪里有问题，不是很公平。
Now just understand something. The parable and what God is saying, it's not unfair. It's only unfair to our flesh. Just understand that, right? Because remember, we need a heavenly mindset. And when we read the parable with an earthly mindset, then we come up with wrong conclusions.
但是并不是说这个比喻它不公平，而是因为我们的因为我们的思维，我们是属地的思维，觉得它不公平。但是在神看来，用属天的思维看的话，它是公平的。
I mean, that's like the parable of the prodigal son. You will know that one.
我们都知道圣经里边讲的那个浪子的比喻。
And you know who we are in the story, right?
而且你也知道我们在那个比喻里边对应的是哪个人。
We're the other brother who's going, whoa, dad, slow down. What are you doing for this guy?What are you doing for my brother, your son, who has wasted his inheritance, lived like a sinner? Like, why are you throwing him a party? Right, that's us.
我们常常像那个财主的长子一样，问他的爸爸，你这个小儿子浪费了你的钱，你为什么还要给他设摆筵席？
You know that, right? You know that's how we are inside. We wouldn't welcome somebody who did what that brother did.By saying, I want my money. And then he goes and he goes to Las Vegas. Like, and then comes back and we throw him a party. We'd be like, no way. Get to the barn, buddy. Right? That's how we would operate.
我们常常是有那个跟那个长子一样的反应，就是你的兄弟他拿了父亲的钱去了赌场，全都输光了，然后回来之后，你的爸爸反而给他摆宴庆功，然后那个长子他的反应。
So a parable, brilliantly, is basically a literary device that God is using to communicate deep spiritual truth into our heart.
所以神他常常借着这样的比喻来跟我们来跟我们讲道理。
And sometimes within the parable, the imagery is defined. Sometimes it's not.
有些比喻里边有对应的形象，但是有些没有。
Some scholars would say there's really just one point to the parable. Others say no, it's multiple points.
有些学者说这个比喻只有一个重点，有些说有好几个不同的重点。
And what God is doing is he's saying there's deep spiritual truth that I got to communicate to people who are really dense. And one way I'm going to do this is I'm going to frame the spiritual truth within earthly images that they understand in order for me to then penetrate their heart with the truth I want them to understand.
但是神要借着这样的我们能够理解的比喻来解剖我们的内心，让我们能够看见。
So instead of us going through all those slides, let's just look again at Matthew 20. I'll read it, and then my brother will read it again. So here's Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16. So let's just look into this and let's unpack it. So the parable of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven, this is Jesus' words, is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard.Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius, a day, which is a day's wage, he sent them into his vineyard and went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went. Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle.And said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one has hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour,the latest one, they received a denarius. But when the first came, the ones who have been working all day, they supposed that they would what? Receive more. And they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us.Who have borne the burden, the heat of the day. They work 1 hour, we work 12. What? But he answered, the landowner, God answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as you.Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil? Is your heart evil? Because I am good. So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen.
我们一起来看马太福音二十章一到十六节。因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人检定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。约在四处出去，看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。约在午正和申初又出去，也是这样。约在酉初出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的说，叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。约在酉初雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后，因为呼召的人多，得救的人少。
Now, guys, that was the best part of the sermon. The best part of the sermon was we got to hear what Jesus said. Amen.
这个比喻里边最好的一段就是耶稣所讲的这一段。
And what Jesus is showing us through this parable is he's saying, "Listen, I'm revealing to you God's heart." And you hearing it, pay attention to what's in your heart.
耶稣说我在讲神的心里所想的，那么你要想一想你自己心里所想的是什么样子。
Because God's mind, will, and emotions do not align to your mind, will, and emotions.
因为神的心思意念跟人的心思意念不是一致的。
Jesus tells us of a landowner who hires workers really at different times throughout the day.
耶稣给我们讲了一个葡萄园主，他在一天当中不同的时间来招聘工人给他干活。
He begins at 6 a.m. and he kind of ends hiring people about 5 p.m.
有些人从早上六点就进来干活，有些人在下午五点才进来。
And when the day ends at 6 p.m., everyone receives the same amount of money, a single denarius, a day's wage.
但是在晚上六点做工结束的时候，每个人领到的工钱是一样的。
And the workers who were hired first, they lose their mind. They explode. They're calling the union. They're calling the union. This is unfair. Right? There's riots in the streets over this.
但是在早上六点就进来干活的那一波人就感到非常的不公平，他们就来抱怨。
I'm breaking my back for 12 hours, and I get the same as this guy who worked 1 hour. You can see it. You can feel it. People, their veins are popping out of their neck. They're like, their steam is coming out of their ears. They're livid.
他们就非常的生气，说我们整天一整天都在劳苦受热，然后他们血管喷张，在那儿非常的生气。
I mean, you could see people with the signs in front of the factory. This is unfair. This is unfair, right?
他们就好像抗议示威的人说，这不公平，这不公平。
I mean, you made me equal to them. I've been working for 12 hours, 1 hour. Where's my bonus? Where's my bonus?
他们可能在抱怨说，我工作了一整天，那个人只工作了一个小时，你给我们的工价竟然是一样的，那我们是不是要得更多的奖金？我们的奖金在哪里？
And the landowner, God answers them.
但是神却这样回答。
And says, calm down. I did you no wrong.
神说，家主说，你冷静下来，我没有亏负你。
You signed the contract.
你看我们
at 6 a.m. to work for a denarius.
你看我们有合同说一天得一钱银子。
There was no fine print. You signed the contract. You agreed to this.
你也在这里签名表示你同意了。
And I'm the owner. Don't I have a right to do what I want with who belongs to me?
我是这个家主，我有权利来用我的银子做任何的事情。
And guess what? No matter when you were hired, you're getting the exact same pay. Because I'm the landowner.
而这个家主就说，不管你什么时候进的这个园子来做工，你得到的工价是一样的。
This parable communicates many deep truths.
这一个比喻告诉了我们很多很深的道理，真理。
But one of the truths that I want to focus on this parable is how it reveals in our hearts our reaction to God's version, definition of love and grace.
其中有一个真理我要强调的就是我们对于神所定义的那个公平是怎么样的看法
？Right, we need to look at this and say, what is this saying about me, about God's love and grace and His sovereignty? What does it say? How am I reacting to His definition, to His perspective, to His version of how He sees the spiritual world?
这个故事让我们认识到，我们对于神所定义的那个爱，对神所定义的那个对神的主权，的认识是怎么样子的。
So whenever you read a parable, and I encourage you to read parables, though most people don't like to read them, they find them confusing, and we don't really hear many sermons about parables. But read the parables, and when you do, ask yourself, what is this parable supposed to produce within me? And I know my grammar is wrong on that one, but it doesn't matter. What is this parable? Ask yourself this question. What is this parable supposed to produce in me? That's the question.
所以我鼓励大家去读圣经里面的比喻，然后你读比喻的时候想一想，这个比喻对于我来说，有什么意义？
Remember, you're reading it at home, in your car, when you're on the treadmill. What, I'm reading this parable. What is the parable supposed to produce in me? What do I need to be open to? What is God teaching me about the spiritual life?
当我们读比喻的时候，我们要想一想，神要借这个比喻来教我什么，功课。
Because it's supposed to trigger something within you.
因为神要借着这样的比喻来教我们新的东西。
As you were reading this, as you were hearing it multiple times, as I was even breaking it down, you should feel something, you should sense something, you should have a reaction to it.
当我们读圣经的比喻的时候，我们需要有一些新的理解，然后需要有相应的行动。
I mean, be honest about your heart. If you worked 12 hours and got the same pay as someone who worked 1 hour, wouldn't you think that was unjust and unfair? Wouldn't you feel like something wrong here?
当你读到一个人他工作了12个小时和一个人工作了一个小时得到同样工价的时候，你会不会觉得不公平？
Wouldn't you be a little resentful too, being like this guy? I'm not eating lunch with this guy. There's no way I'm eating lunch with this guy.
你可能会说啊，这个人太不公平了，我甚至都不想跟他一起吃饭。
And Jesus wants you to feel that internal tension.
而主耶稣要我们感受到那个里边的张力。
He wants you, Jesus wants you also to sense how quickly you and I too would blame the boss. Oh, this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's out to lunch, this boss. Look how he's running his company. It's terrible.
神要让我们意识到我们会多么快的开始去抱怨这个家主，说这个人太不好了。
See, I'm very good at kind of unpacking sometimes how people think and feel at business because at my work I'm the principal, so I hear everything and I see human nature in all its variety.
我是一个。
And it all comes this direction.
因为我是一个学校的校长，所以在我的工作当中我就。见识到各种各样的人。
See, this parable is spiritually designed to reveal and expose the spiritual temperature of your heart and my heart.
而这一个比喻就能像一个温度计一样衡量出我们属灵的那个程度。
And your reaction to this parable shows you how deeply you still think like the earth and not like heaven.
而这个比喻也让我们能够意识到我们的想法是多么的属世而不是属天不是属灵。
Jesus is using this parable like a surgeon would a scalpel to reveal the selfishness within us.
神借着这样的比喻像一个放大镜一样让我们能够看到我们里面那个自私。
And there is selfishness. Even though I'm a Christian, a child of God, born again, I'm still selfish.And there's still selfishness within me.
尽管我们是已经得救的基督徒，但是在我们里面还是有自私的那一部分。
But as I said before, sometimes I like to pretend it's not. I sometimes want to pretend that everything's fine. I'm so benevolent and good. But then things will happen that will reveal that.
尽管有些时候我们会假装说我们里面没有自私，但是当事情真正发生的时候，我们意识到我们里面的那个自私还在。
So the parable is revealing the selfishness in our hearts, the entitlement in our hearts.
What's entitlement?
Entitlement, like something you deserve. I deserve this.
所以这个比喻来揭示了我们里面自私的那一部分，以及我们里边
That's like the younger generation, right? They get a job and they feel like I'm entitled to be the boss already.
就是我们里边常常觉得我们应该得一些东西，就像一个年轻的人。他觉得我应该是一个很好的老板。
It's supposed to also reveal the spiritual pride within us.
而且也揭示了我们的骄傲。
And as we all learn, it's teaching us the low level of love and grace still inside of us. And listen, I know that sounds negative, and it is, but have the mindset that God wants you to understand this so that you can grow, so that you can overcome. Because if you don't deal with things honestly and you just pretend, it's deception. So why not just say, yeah, I need to love more. I'm so selfish. I can't believe that. All right, so guess what's going to happen? You'll be less selfish if you recognize that you're selfish.
虽然听起来很消极，但是神要让我们认识到这样的事情，让我们能够不再自己欺骗自己，而能够变得更好。
And so as I read this parable, and I see what's still in my heart, and see what God died for, and what God's trying to fix, and of course it's making me know, man, unless Jesus died for me, there would have been no hope. Because the depth within my heart is so corrupt that I'm so ignorant of so much of what Christ had to die for. Thank God he died for me.
这让我意识到我们里面有多么的黑暗。如果不是神为我们死的话，我们就没有什么希望。
And those spiritual realizations that you get, they're super healthy. Super healthy.It's like drinking, like, you know, I don't know, like a spinach, broccoli, onion puree drink and with garlic and maybe some ginger, right? Hard to go down, but it's really good for you, right? You got to be careful of people like that. It's really good for you. You're like, I don't know about this. It's not going to taste good, but it's good for you.
而当我们有这样属灵的认识的时候，就像我们在喝一杯非常有营养的蔬菜的果汁，虽然很难喝，但是对我们的健康却非常的好。
So when I read this and I hear this, I see how far I am from the loving, grace-filled atmosphere of the kingdom of heaven. Like, oh, I'm still not ready for that place yet.
而当我读这个比喻的时候，我就意识到说，在我里面的爱跟天堂里面的爱还有很大的差距，我还没有准备好到天堂里去生活。
And so be open to...the frustration sometimes, the aggravating, your sense of injustice. And I want you to be sensitive to those things, knowing that God is trying to make you aware of something. You say, why? Because you have been predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, who is love, who is full of grace. And he wants you to be like that.
So we need to be aware of that frustration, that anger,有诚实的态度，因为要意识到这是神借着这样的事情来改变我们，有他儿子的模样，有他儿子那样的爱。
So the parable is teaching us about God's love. He's teaching us about God's grace. He's teaching us about the sovereignty of God.
因为这个比喻，神在借着这个比喻来教导神的爱。神的恩典以及神的主权。
And what you're seeing is how God dispenses grace in so many unexpected ways.
而也教导我们神，把他的恩典是用各种各样不同的方式来分发出去。
Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. So the parable is showing us how God calls whom he calls, whom he wants.
这个比喻也告诉我们神在拣选他要拣选的人。
He calls whom he wants when he wants.
他在他所要定他定的时候来拣选这个人来呼召这个人。
He saves how he wants.
他也要定义他呼召这个人的方式。
So God will love and God will give grace to whom he wants, when he wants, how he wants.
神要在他的时间以他的方式来给一个人恩典。
And when he gives you the grace, when he gives you the day's wage for an hour of work, that's grace. That's called a gift.
所以当一个人只工作了一天却领到了一天工价的只工作了一个小时却领到了一天工价的时候，那是神的恩典，是神的礼物。
Kids, teenagers, young adults, Christmas is all aboutGrace under that Christmas tree is pure grace. You don't deserve a thing. It's just grace. It's a gift, and how you love it. Don't you love it?
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹们，你过圣诞节的时候，在圣诞树下收到的那个礼物， 那都是你不配得的，它是一个恩典。
I mean, I still remember as a kid running downstairs like a spoiled brat, as a young kid running to that Christmas tree, ripping presents open, and then in the corner of my eye, mom and dad on the couch, like exhausted, with a cup of coffee, hair disheveled, with one eye open. Because you say, why is that happening? They've been working so hard to provide you the gift under the tree that you don't deserve.
啊，因为我们做小孩子的时候，兴奋地冲到那个圣诞树下，然后把那个礼物打开的时候，我们看到在房间的角落里边，爸爸妈妈已经累得奄奄一息，因为他们要花很多的精力来准备这个礼物。
They're the 6 a.m. workers.
啊，他们早上六点就开始工作了。
And you just come in quick and grab the gift. This is great. Well, you didn't have to work for it.
而你去拿那个礼物的时候，你不需要为那个礼物工作，你就说这个非常的好。
But how we love the gift, don't we? How we all love gifts, don't we?
啊，我们都喜欢那个礼物。
Well, God's grace to you is that gift.
而神的在我们身上的恩典就是那个礼物。
We are loving and rejoicing in the grace that Jesus Christ had to work for, go under immense pressure for, where it resulted in droplets of blood pouring out of his forehead so you could enjoy the gift of grace.
而我们得到的这个恩典，就像神他要劳苦，他要自己被钉到十字架上来做工，然后让我们能够得到这样的礼物。
And how much we should be joyful for that and thankful for that.
而对于这样的礼物，我们应该是欢喜、快乐，而且感恩的。
And how it must break God's heart when we're complaining about, well, God, why are you blessing them? You don't know them the way I do, and why are you giving them the, and look at my life. Could you imagine how that just breaks God's heart and going, how ungrateful we can be knowing what he did for us.
而当我们抱怨，向神抱怨的时候，说你看我做了这么多事情，那个人只干了一个小时，为什么你要这样子，那个时候神的心有多么的破碎。
See, here's a great spiritual truth. God owes you and me nothing.
所以有一个真理，就是神不亏欠我们。
Nothing, he owes us nothing.
他一点都没有亏负我们。
And yet, he says, here's my son.
但是他却说，这是我的爱子。
My beloved, precious, pure son, I'm giving you the best.
这是我独生的圣洁的爱子，我要把它给你们，是最好的礼物。
What should be the outcome of that? God, I feel so loved. I am so complete. Thank you. Oh God, I know who I am. I can't believe you would do that for me. Thank you.
而我们应有的态度应该是说，主啊，神啊，我感谢你，感谢你，感谢你在这，感谢你这样的爱。
So as we close the sermon, I want us to pause and reflect.
所以我们要结束这个信息的时候，我想停下来，然后我们来反思一下。
God saves whom He wills.
神拯救他想要拯救任何一个人，他就可以拯救。
He rewards according to grace.
他按照他的恩典来奖赏人。
You get a gift. You get a gift. You were hired this time. You got saved here. You get a gift.
你可能得到了一个礼物，你可能得到了一个其他的恩赐。
I mean, we sitting here are going to enjoy the same kingdom of heaven that the missionary over in Iran, where North Korea is suffering for, sitting in a jail cell right now, whose family have been killed. We're going to enjoy the same kingdom of heaven as them.Can you imagine their reaction seeing how we live? And we're going to go in heaven with them? But that's how God works. It's called grace. It doesn't matter. We serve Him wherever, however. And He gives us grace.
就像 我们要进到那个天国，是跟现在正在伊朗、在朝鲜宣教的那些人，以及那些正在坐监、他们的家人被杀的那些弟兄姐妹，进的是同样的一个天国。你知道，他们看到我们这样的人，就是那个工作了一个小时的人，他们的想法是什么样子
？So here's a true Christian mindset.
所以这是我要讲一个属灵的思想。
Here's heavenly thinking.
这是一个属天的想法。
I worked 12 hours for God. Praise God.
我为神工作了12个小时赞美神。
And I guess what? And I am overjoyed that the one-hour man, that the one-hour man made it to heaven as well.
我因着那个只工作了一个小时的人能够进天堂感到非常的高兴。
The thief on the cross, he was a one-hour man.
那个跟耶稣一起钉十字架的强盗，他是像工作了一个小时的人一样。
And guess what? So are we. Amen.
我们跟他是一样的。
So let's praise God for His love and grace.
那我们一起来赞美我们的主，为着他的
Let us be open to the fact that we still get upset with the one-hour man.
让我们能够正确的来反思我们对于当我们读这个比喻的时候，我们觉得不公平的那个想法。
And as you read your Bibles this week, or if you're going through circumstances and you're getting uncomfortable with what you hear and see, be open to it, embrace it, to say, God, what are you working in me? What are you working in me to get things out of me? He's pouring, God is pouring His grace and love into you to flush out the impurities of your heart.That you're ignorant of.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们与人交往的时候，如果我们感觉到不公平、不舒服的那个时候，要想一想，神要借着这样的事情来在我心里做什么功课？因为神要用他的爱浇灌进来，把我们心里那些污秽都除掉。
So this Christmas season, be thankful.
所以这个圣诞节大家要有感恩的心。
Praise the Lord.
要赞美主。
For welcoming anyone.
要
for praise Jesus for welcoming anyone.
感谢耶稣他接受的人。
Anytime.
任何的时间。
Because of His overwhelming love and grace.
因为他丰盛的爱和恩典。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
There is so much work to be done in my life.
我在我的一生当中有许多的工作。
Even as I preach, I sense and I know, Lord, I am so far from what you want me to be.
哪怕是我在讲道的时候，我也意识到，我离你想要让我变成的样式有多么的遥远。
May I be open this week, Lord, to confessing my sin, to repenting from my sin, knowing you're sanctifying me. You're trying to make me more like Jesus in character.
主啊，愿你能够让我敞开我的心来向你忏悔，也让我知道，你是在改变我，在训练我，让我能有你儿子的模样。
Forgive me, Lord, sometimes for being mad at the one-hour man.
主啊，求你原谅我，因为我常常对着那个只工作了一个小时的人而生气。
Whenever I get angry like that, Lord, may my mind go to the cross.
主啊，当我那样做的时候，求你让我来到十字架面前。
Realizing I deserve nothing.
让我意识到，其实我不配得你所给的任何的恩典。
You owe me nothing.
你没有亏负我任何事情。
And yet you gave me your very blood.
但是你却把你自己的宝血为着我而献上。
Forgive me.
请你赦免我。
And thank you, God, for your abundant grace.
主啊，也为着你丰盛的爱献上感谢。
Thank you, God, for your love.
为着你的恩典，为着你的爱献上感谢。
Thank you, God, for forgiving us.
也为着你的赦免献上感恩。
May this spiritual truth be a blessing to all of your people today.
主啊，愿这样的属灵的真理能够使每个人得祝福。
Fill them with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，你将圣灵的喜乐浇灌在每个人的心里。
For your glory, Lord.
主啊，为着你的荣耀。
Thank you, Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.